Dark Wraith Publishing presents the Illinois State Collegiate Compendium, Academic Lectures in Business and Economics. This is Business Finance, FIL 240, Section 3 for Spring Semester 2012. Lecture 13, delivered on February 28, 2012. The title of this lecture is Measuring Risk.
Today, measuring risk. This is a technical exercise, but it has practical meaning to it. And follow how I'm doing this, and it's not difficult. It's just something you have to remember the steps to do. When I talk about the costs in a business, I can first of all talk about operating costs. And after I talk about operating costs, I get down to the EBIT. And then I can talk about interest. And then I get to EBT. And then I talk about taxes. And I get to my net income. Now, up here, by the way, you can also have your cost of goods sold before you get to your gross profit and all of that. But that's a typical way that we present it that comes to us from accounting. But there's another way of looking at costs that's slightly different that comes to us from economics. And that's where we are more interested in finance. Let me flip this up here. And I want to give this to you kind of technically. You've got your sales minus cost of goods sold. And that gives you your gross profit minus your operating expenses, and that gives you your operating profit, which is what we call EBIT. And then you subtract out your interest expense and you get your earnings before taxes. Subtract out your taxes and you get your net income. And I'm just tightening up what I wrote before. I was just kind of freehanding it. This is the accounting way of looking at the movement from the sales down to the point where you have the residual claim of the shareholders. And all along the way, these are prior claims that we're taking out one at a time. And in this way, we're doing it by the accounting method. Now, let me take you to another way, the economic way. It's also, it's somewhat similar to, and some parts of it are the same. But in this way, we have our sales, and then we subtract out our variable costs. Now, there are two sources of variable costs. There is, it's a manufacturing operation, there's the cost of goods sold and variable operating expenses. Those are both variable costs. Cost of goods sold is somehow a percentage of your sales to at least some large extent. And then there is another source. Fixed operating costs. Now, you probably don't see these expressed directly in an account financial statements. Certainly in the income statement, you don't see fixed costs, fixed operating costs, but they are there. They're blended in with the variable operating costs. And that in some way gets us down to that operating profit. But it gets it to a, down to it by a different route, by rearranging how costs are how we count costs. And then from there, it's the same thing as it would be in accounting. Minus your interest. Now, interest, talk to me. Is interest a variable cost? It varies with sales. Or is interest a fixed cost? Talk to me. What is it? Fixed or variable? In other words, does the interest you pay to your debt hold, to the debt holders vary with your sales, or does it stay the same? Is it independent of the sales level? What do you say? Yeah, it's independent. It's fixed. So interest is actually a type of fixed cost. It's actually, it's not, we don't include it as these fixed operating costs. It's not an operating cost. It's a fixed cost, though. Now, minus your taxes. Okay, oh, I'm sorry. And that gets us our EBT. And then we take out the taxes. Now, taxes. Are they a variable cost or are they a fixed cost? Variable. Now there's an AMT, an alternative minimum tax, that's sort of like a bottom, a floor, but they really do vary up and down with your sales level. So they are actually in, they're related to these variable costs up in the operating. It's a variable cost, taxes are. And that brings us to net income. We're getting to the same hallmarks along the way, at least some of them, but we're taking a different route. We're ending up, we can get to EBT this way, just like we did the accounting way. We can get to EBIT, we can get to net income. It's just that we're taking a different route, looking at costs in a different way. And just speaking in real business terms, look, when I run my business, I'm going to have, the cost will vary with sales. For example, printing inks, printing paper. Those go up when my sales go up. They go down when my sales go down. That's a variable cost, no question about it. However, there are costs that I have, my electric bill, my rent. That's going to be the same regardless if I sell nothing or if I sell a million photographs. And in the same thing when I was doing consulting work, there were some costs that moved up and down with sales. My telephone bill actually moved up and down with my consulting work. It was variable. But again, my lease on my office space, that was a fixed cost. To some extent, my electric bill was a fixed cost too. There was a variable cost component to it. But for the most part, I had the lights on whether I had sales or not. Until I had so few sales, I had to turn the lights off because the electric company shut off my electricity. Damn them. But so it's real. It really is out there, this separation. And in a way, it's more real than the accounting way of doing it. The accounting way, we just put things into boxes. But in this way of looking at more of an as an economics thing, we see more of the process of what's going to kill us. Variable costs or fixed costs? Well, I'll tell you right now, the fixed costs are the things that are scary because you have to pay them. It doesn't matter if you had a big business month or a bad business month, those fixed costs are going to kick your ass. And the same is going to be true in your lives. You're going to have some costs that are variable. And those will go up as your income goes up. They'll go down as your income goes down. But some of your costs, they're just going to be there, whether you have a job or not, whether you've done a 50-hour week at $30 an hour or whether they cut you down to $20 a week, 20 hours a week, you're going to have to pay those bills, bills like your cell phone bill. Well, probably for most of you, you got some kind of a plan. You pay a certain amount every month. Your mortgage payment, you will pay that every month. Some of your bills will be killers. The fixed costs are the ones that can really scare you. When we get into business and we talk about sales volatility, that's a way of talking about sales risk. How does that sales risk translate into business risk? And also, is there something beyond business risk? The answer is yeah. Let me give you a scenario, and I'm just going to throw some numbers out here. Make them relatively simple, and then on the web for the weekend, I'm going to give you a practice problem. It's not for a grade or anything. It's just for you to practice doing this, analyzing risk by coefficients of variation, looking at how the CV changes as you move down through cost, different costs. So we're going to do this. We're going to have a 0.10, 0.20, 0.40, 0.20, one of those probability distributions for sales. And we're going to say, okay, sales could be, let's say, 2,000 in a bad year, and we'll say 3,000 in a kind of bad year, 4,000 in a just a middling year, 5,000 in a pretty good year, and 6,000 in a darn good year. I'm going to use relatively small numbers, but it doesn't matter. It's the same process. Okay, now. From here, what we're going to do is we're going to lay out a few things. Okay, in terms of operating expenses, variable costs, all told, are 25% of sales. My fixed operating costs are $400. Just, I'm going to pay $400 this year, whether or not I have a banner year or a real thissucks.com year. My interest, and then I'm going to write a few more. Interest expense is going to be $150. Let's make it an easy one for you. Let's do $100. And taxes are going to be at 20% of EBT. That lays out the basic scenario. And we're going to look at volatility as measured by coefficient of variation as we walk down the line. We're just going to look at the volatility. Now, remember that the coefficient of variation is the standard deviation over the mean. So we're going to have to get the mean at every line we use. We're going to have to get the standard deviation at every line we use. And I encourage you to do this with me. Not so much because I want you to know how to do it, but I want to make sure that if I screw up, someone tells me that I made an arithmetic mistake. Okay, seriously. So, what we're going to do is we're just going to walk down the line here, and we're going to get the sales volatility first, the coefficient of variation on sales, just to start it off, and then we'll do the rest of it here in just a minute. But let's just get one of these down. Now, remember that the expected value, the mean of sales. Now, I make sure that I've got a symmetric distribution, right? If it's symmetric, then I don't even calculate it. It's 4,000. It's a center. I can do 0.1 times 2,000 plus 0.2 times 3,000 plus 0.4 times 4,000 plus 0.2 times 5,000 plus 0.1 times 6,000. I'll get 4,000 as long as it's symmetric. Don't bust your butt on that one. It's going to always be the same thing. So there we go. But the standard deviation, now that's going to be the pain in the derhi rear, because you have to do each of these numbers, sales, minus the mean, square it, then times it by the probability. You add those up, and you take the square root. Okay? Again, you take each of the numbers minus the mean, then you square it, add all those up, times the probability, I'm sorry. Then you add all those up, and then you take the square root of it. But as I told you before, you can make a real shortcut, because it'll turn out that if you just take the two top ones times their square, 5,000 minus 4,000, square it, times 0.20, plus 6,000 minus 4,000, square it, times 0.10, and then multiply the result times 2, then take the square root of it, you will get the right answer. You'll get the sigma. And I'm going to write that down right here. I'm going to take 5,000 less 4,000, square it, times 0.2, the quantity, plus 0.1 times 6,000 minus 4,000, square it. And I take that whole thing times 2, so I cover the downside of the distribution, and then take the whole square root of that whole mother, or that whole thing. You know what I mean, for God's sake. Don't make this hard. I'm going to show you shortcuts along the way that will make this quite easy. But if I do that, and again, do this with me, because I am so bad at math. 0.2. 1,000 squared times 0.2 plus 2,000 squared times 0.1. Take that result, times it by 2. It should come up with 1,200,000. Then you take the square root of that answer. And I get 1,095.45. So sigma is $1,095.45. You with me on that, okay? So make sure you get that number. So, bottom line here is that I can now get the coefficient of variation on sales. It is $1,095.45 divided by $4,000. So the CV of sales is 27.39%. That is sales risk. That's how we measure it. It's a number. I can compare that number to numbers of companies that are hundreds of thousands of times as large. I can compare that number to companies that are much smaller. It's a percentage. It's a volatility measure on sales. Okay? So now we go on with this. Now I'm going to get those sales numbers up here again just for a moment. It was 0.1 times 2,000, so I can scroll this down. 0.2 times 3,000. 0.4 times 4,000, 0.2 times 5,000, and 0.1 times 6,000. Okay, Now, the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to take out my variable costs. And what I'll get at, after I do that is I'm going to get simply sales minus variable cost. Kind of. But it's important. Okay, now the variable costs were 25% of sales. So 25% of 2,000 is 500. 25% of 3,000, I can't believe I'm actually using a calculator to do that. 750. 25% of 4,000 is 1,000. 25% of 5,000 is 1,250. 25% of 6,000 is 1,500. So now I can say sales minus variable cost is, in the worst case scenario, would be $1,500. Next worst scenario would be 2,250. In the middling scenario would be 3,000. In the next scenario, it would be 5,000 minus 1,250. Jeez, ooey. Alzheimer's kicking in early. Will someone... Fine, I'll use... Okay, I can do that. Get off. Jeez, ooey. I blanked there. It's like those small strokes are getting worse. I got to quit smoking. Okay. Now, before we go on, let's get a CV again. Let's see how the CV has changed, how much these costs contributed to volatility. Well, the mean, it's still a symmetric distribution. You see, it's still symmetric, so don't bust your nut on that. The mean's going to be 3,000. It's going to be the center value. Now the sigma, I'm going to do the same trick that I did before. In this case, I'll take 3750 minus 3,000 quantity squared, which would be 750, square that, times it by the 0.2, plus the 4,500 minus 3,000, which is 1,500, square that, and times it by 0.1, then multiply the result times 2 to cover the bottom part of the distribution, which is symmetric. And then I'm going to, again, take the square root, you're kidding me, my ass. What did I do wrong there? Let me try it again. I screwed up somewhere in there. 750 squared times 0.2 plus 4,500 minus 3,000, 1,500 squared times 0.1. Oh, I see what I did. Equals times 2, and then you take the square root of that answer, and make sure I got it. Yeah. Okay, I get for the sigma, and make sure that you get the same number, $821.58. $821.58. Is that what you get? Okay. Just make sure you get that. You're going to see something really interesting in the next thing I do. I'm going to get the CV. If I take 821.58 divided by 3,000, well, spank me Jesus, it's 27.39%. The volatility didn't change. Isn't that interesting? Variable costs don't change risk. Variable costs don't change risk at all. If you think about it, that's logical. If you have a cost that is simply a percentage of your income, it doesn't present any risk to you because it's just going to go up if your income goes up, but it's going to go down if your income goes down. It's not going to kill you. That's the interesting thing about variable costs, is they don't contribute to business risk. Variable costs are, and this is really important, variable. So you might want to write that down. Okay. I'll give you an idea of what this means. Have you ever gone bungee jumping?
No.
I did. Okay? No, not cool. You see on TV these You know what they don't tell you? That bungee cord, some of your parts don't stop with the bungee cord. They keep going because they're not connected. Your skeleton is, but all those soft parts, those meaty parts, they keep going down. When you're upside down and you're a guy, you see things that you didn't want to see go by you. I'm not kidding. Scared the hell out of me. Wait, those are some other... And then you go, tying, and they go back up. You see, risk. Real risk for real people. You understand that? Bungee jumping's not good because not all of you moves up and down at the same rate. Some of you just keeps going down. Fixed costs are like that. They're the parts of you that don't move with you. Shut up, women. No, I'm serious. No one ever tells you that that's one of the things that happens with a bungee cord, especially when it's one of the taut ones, real tight, you know? I actually bit my tongue, too. Okay. So you have just found out that variable costs are going to keep the CV the same. By the way, that's an interesting little trick right there. Once you've got the sales once you've got the sales CV, you know that the sales minus variable cost CV will be the same. The mean is easy to get, so you can actually back up into the sigma. That's important. That's actually very important, interestingly enough, because that sigma is going to show up later. But again, notice this. You see, I know that the sales volatility was 27.39%. I know that the sales minus variable cost CV was also 27.39. I know that'll always be the case. I know the variable cost won't change CV. But I know that that is the sigma of the sales minus variable cost CV over the mean. But I know what the mean is. It's so easy to find. It's going to be just the center value. So I know that 0.2739 is going to be sigma over 3,000, so I can back into sigma and find it. And I'll tell you, you know why you want that sigma? You know why you care about that sigma? Because that'll be the sigma of this thing when you've taken away the fixed costs. And then you can find the CV of the sales minus variable cost minus fixed cost real fast. Watch. We're going to keep going here. Now we've got the sales minus VC. Now we're going to take sales minus VC minus fixed costs. So we're going to take the 1,500, and what did I say the fixed costs were? They were 400. Okay, minus 400 at 0.10. At 0.20, they were 2,250 minus 400. 0.40, they're 3,000 less 400. And 0.20, they're 3,750 minus 400. 0.10 is 4,500 minus 400. So at the end of this one, we'll have sales minus variable cost minus fixed cost, which would come out to be 1,100. 2 minus 4 is 8. 1,850. 2,600. 3,350. And 4,100. There you go. Now I've gotten myself down to EBIT. So here I'm actually finding out the CV of EBIT, the CV of operating profit I'm going to get. And I work my way through it. The mean is going to be the center place because it's still a symmetric. And I'm going to get the sigma. Let's do the sigma. And I'm going to do it 3,350 minus 2,600. Whoops. No, that's not true. That's, yeah, 3,350 less 2,600. Square that. Times it by 0.1. Oh, I'm sorry, by 0.2. Duh, 0.2. Plus 0.1 times 4,100 minus 2,600 squared. And that comes up with 33,7500, which I times by 2. And then I'm going to take the square root of that. You should come up with 821.58, the same sigma as you got above. The sigma will not change. See why it's nice to get that sigma on the last step back into it? Because then you don't have to calculate it here, because it'll be the same sigma. And then I can calculate the coefficient of variation, which is the measure of risk. It will be worse now, 821.58. Sigma stayed the same, but your mean is now lower at the operating income line. So now I've got 31.59%. My CV has gone up because of the fixed costs. Notice CV didn't go up when variable costs from sales, but it does go up because of fixed costs. Now I'm going to tell you something. Sales CV, which is the same as gross CV, sales CV minus Op CV, which includes fixed costs, is what we call business risk. Business risk. Or more specific, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. It's called operating leverage. Operating leverage. That 31.59% is called business risk. Actually, I wrote that backward. Operating CV minus sales CV. So I'm going to take 31.59% minus, and I got to crank it back up here to see what my CV was above, 27.39%. Getting ahead of myself here. And if I do that, 0.60. I didn't round that correctly, did I? 31.60% minus 27.39%. 4.21%, that is what is called operating leverage or operating risk. I'll write leverage here. So in other words, EBIT CV minus sales, or sales minus variable cost, doesn't matter which, they're going to be the same CV, sales CV, that number is operating leverage. So putting it another way, business risk minus sales risk is your operating leverage risk. It is the volatility magnification. It is the risk magnification that is being created because you have fixed costs. Again, let me say that again, just so you get it in your notes. The operating leverage risk measure is the amount of magnification of sales volatility caused by fixed costs of the firm. The larger your fixed costs as a percentage of your sales, the bigger that risk will be. And if you think about it, the more fixed costs you have, the more likely it is that you are going to get into a scenario where you can't pay your fixed costs. Your risk is being magnified by fixed costs. Your risk is not magnified by variable costs. They vary with sales. Sales go up, great. More variable costs. Sales go down, great. Fewer variable costs. But those fixed costs magnify your risk. The more of those you have, the more of those fixed costs you have, the more likely it is that you are not going to be able to pay all your bills some month. Because they won't change. Those fixed costs aren't going to be cut if you don't have a good month. They're still going to be there. Now we're going to do interest. We've gotten business risk. This is the risk of business itself. Volatility of sales minus the volatilities created by the costs of sales, operating a variable and fixed costs. Now we've got to go down and do another one. Okay, we are at EBIT. EBIT 0.1. We have, 1100, 0.2, 0.4, 0.2, 0.1. Working our way down. 1850. Cranking it back up here. 2600. And then what was the next one? 3350. What was the last one? What was it? 4100. Thank you. Okay, we got that. Now we're going to take out the interest. Minus interest. Now, in this example, what was I? It was like, was it $100 or $200? It was $100. Minus $100 on each of these different scenarios that could happen. And we get earnings before taxes. We're going to look at the CV of EBT. See how much, see if it's any change. So we'll have 1,000 in a really bad year, EBT. Not a very good year, 1750. Middling year, 2500. Little pretty decent year, 3250. And a robust year, $4,000. Now we're going to work our way down. Now obviously, it's still symmetric, so our mean is going to be 2,500. Sigma, well, you're going to see something. Do you know what sigma is going to be right now? Can you tell me? Come on. Yeah, it's going to be 821 just like the last one because I'm taking out a fixed cost. It's not an operating cost that's fixed, but it's still a fixed cost. So it's going to, the sigma will not change. But because the expected value is lower, the CV will be higher. But let's go through it. I'll take 0.1 times the quantity, 3250 minus 2500. Quantity squared plus 0.2 times 4,000 minus 2,500. Did I screw up? What did I do? Huh? What? I'm just, I was testing you to see if you were catching what I, yeah, 0.2. Yeah, it's a good thing you told me that because then I would have really thought the rules of math had changed. 0.2 times 3250 minus 2500 quantity squared plus 0.1 times 4,000. If I could hit the 4, 4,000 minus 2500 squared equals. Then I'm going to times that by 2. And then I'm going to take the square root, and I can already see. Well, I'll be darned. 821.58. Again, it's a fixed cost. Every time you take out a fixed cost, the sigma stays the same. The sigma stays the same. But the CV of EBT is going to be higher because I'm taking that 821.58 divided by a smaller mean, 2,500 in this case. And so the CV at this line is going to be 32.86%. Well, look at that. My, again, a fixed cost, this time interest, which isn't an operating cost, but it is a fixed cost, increased my risk. Now I can say, okay, I can take business risk CV. And I can take that away from EBT CV. Oops. I want to put the minus down there. And I'm going to get, in that case, if I do that, I'll get 32.86% minus, what the heck was that other one up there? 31.60%. The result is 1.26%. That's called financial leverage. Or sometimes you'll hear me just call it financial risk. It is how much extra risk your cash flow has because you have a fixed interest payment every month or every year. You see how my EBT CV is higher than was my EBIT CV? My EBIT CV was 31.59%. My EBT CV was 32.86%. That interest payment magnified the volatility of my cash flow. Even as it lowered the cash flow, it was making that cash flow more spread out, more possibilities for a butt kicking at the end of the exercise. Finally, and by the way, again, notice that I really, once I've got my, if I know that I'm taking away a fixed cost, my sigma will stay the same. The finding the mean is a no-brainer. So really, even at this line, I have very little to do. I can find, if I got the sigma from above, It's right there. I've got that. The mean is easy to see, so the CV of EBT is easy to find. You don't even have to do the calculation if you know how to play the numbers. Now we've got one last thing to do here. Let's get to net income. EBT minus taxes. Now remember that the tax is 25, was it 25%? 20%. 0.10, 0.20, 0.40, 0.20, 0.10. Okay, EBT, where the hell was it there? EBT, $1,017.50, $1,750, $2,500, $3,250, and $4,000. Now the tax is at 20%, so that would be minus $200.
You can just do these in your head almost.
So my net income in the worst year is $800. In pretty bad year, it's $1,400, $2,000, $2,600, and then $3,200. Well, what do you suppose CV is going to be? Was it $250? Did I do 20% or 25%? Yeah, 20%. So which one should be 200? 250? Is it? It's okay? Oh, okay. Six, okay. Mean, the mean's going to be 2,000. Sigma is going to be, I'm just going to do 0.2 times 2,000 minus, I'm sorry, 2,600 minus 2,000 is 600 squared. Plus 0.1 times 1,200 squared. And then times it by 2. And then take the square root of it. Make sure that this comes out. Yep. Sigma comes out to be 657.27. Well, I'll be darned. My coefficient of variation, 657.27, divided by 2,000. I'll be darned. Comes out to be 32.86%. Taxes do not create any more volatility because they're just a variable expense. Variable expenses don't magnify volatility. I want to warn you about one little thing here. I got burned one semester. I just threw a problem on the board where in the lowest scenario, the company earned negative income, which means there wouldn't be any tax. That ruined the symmetry of the distribution, and everything went to hell from there because the CV then was different. Because you see what happened was the tax, because it was a negative EBT, there was a zero there. And so the distribution wasn't perfectly symmetric, so the CV went all wacko on me. I won't ever do that again because that was way too much like work trying to figure out what the hell had happened. But it'll come out this way. You see, the bottom line, though, is that your net income is not, the volatility of net income is no different from the volatility of EBT, because taxes are essentially a symmetric thing. They're not going to cause any, it's more or less variable. Within tax brackets, of course, that's another issue too. But so here again is a scenario. You've got your business risk. That's your CV of EBIT. Okay, that's what that is. Business risk. Now, you subtract the CV of sales, or of sales minus VC. It doesn't, variable cost, doesn't matter which, they'll be the same. You get your operating risk, your volatility from operating leverage. You take your CV of EBT, a CV of EBT minus your CV of EBIT, that gives you your financial leverage. The contribution of risk from your fixed interest payments. And then really from there's no other source of extra risk. What this means is, just getting away from the numbers completely, just to finish this up, is risk comes from several different places. You've got your sales volatility. Really, to some extent, that's the macro economy kicking you in the butt. It's, you know, in a great years, you're going to have, your sales will go up. Bad years, your sales will go down. Now, there's things that you can do to control those sales going up, sales going down patterns. But honest to God, the nature of your business is going to drive most of that volatility. Some businesses you're in, they are very robust to the ups and downs of the business cycle. Other businesses you could be in, you're just dead in the water when it's a bad year, and you're on top of the world when it's a good year. So that sales volatility is sort of like where you start the story of the risk of a company. Then you start talking about, all right, what magnifies that risk? What creates more problems for the company down the road? Okay, variable costs, they don't increase volatility. They go up when in good years, they go down in bad years. What kills you is the fixed costs that you incur. You have to have them, and know this, some industries, your fixed costs are massive. Manufacturing, you're just going to have risk all over, fixed costs are going to be there. And so you are going to have a large magnification of volatility. So that's why manufacturing industries really get beaten up in bad times, because sales go down. Yeah, variable costs go down, but you've got all these factories, all this equipment, all these trucks, all these machines. And so there you are. You're stuck with those, so you get your butt beaten in the bad years because you've got all that volatility magnification from the fixed costs. Then you get the other part of it too. Once you got all that out of the way, you got your interest costs. Your business risk is out of the way. Your interest is going to create volatility. You can choose to have low interest, be a very low debt firm, low debt to assets ratio. Great. You give up your gains to leverage doing that. You give up the cheap source of capital doing that. But at the same time, if you incur the debt, you incur the magnification of volatility that comes along with it. That's why companies that are high debt go under so fast in recessions.
They just, it's the volatility. It's coming to bite them in the butt. In the good years, you get that gains to leverage. In the bad years, you get kicked in the butt. You can't make your debt payments, and therefore the debt holders take over your company. So that's the large story here of what is going on when you make these choices in a company environment. In a manufacturing environment, well, let me put it this way. Let's talk about the new age, new world. Companies that live off labor, you hire people in good times, you get rid of people in bad times, those kinds of variable kind of costs, those companies tend to be survivors, service industry kinds of companies, where there's a lot of costs that you can move up when sales are up, move down when sales are down. But when you talk about a modern world where companies are obsessed with buying infrastructure, in IT, we've got to have computers. We've got to have the latest in networking and routers and all of this kind of stuff. We've got to have all these mobile phones in our system. We've got to have all of this. That's fixed cost. So service industry, just because they're service industries, doesn't mean that they're free of that volatility magnification. Because if they become too obsessed with a world where computers are everything, computers are a fixed cost, networks are a fixed cost, they suddenly find themselves in the same situation as manufacturers. When times get bad, they get their butts kicked, whereas the companies that are fast and less tied down with these fixed costs of all these wonderful, glitzy, high technology things, they'll survive. It's a cautionary tale when you look at financial statements. Look behind the scene. Are they obsessed with new technology that creates fixed costs? If they are, that's great in good years. That could mean the end of the company in bad years. That's all I have for you today. I thank you.